Good morning, everyone. This is Erica on WMFO 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. The first song we're going to play today is An Honest Mistake by The Bravery.
Play pretend. used to look just like Betty Boop. Heather, tell me, what is your father want? I hate that I just wanna look like you.
Behavior.
Hello everyone, I'm here with some special guests today. Do you want to say your name and your favorite ice cream flavor?
I'm Matt Berrickman, and my favorite ice cream flavor is coffee.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and my favorite ice cream flavor is rainbow sherbet.
Cool. So, yeah, we're going to be doing some fun things with our guests later on, so make sure to stay tuned in for that. We're going to have some trivia. They're going to play some songs that they want to. And the other DJ is going to be here soon. She was just buying coffee for our guests. Got to be a good host, you know. So once she gets here, there will also be a fun surprise. Okay, well, the next song is going to be 21 by Freedom Fry, and I will explain why the title of this song is important later.
Oops.
Sorry, everyone.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. From the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon promises are burning bright. Past the open windows on the darker streets, where unseen angry voices flash and chill. With the bad designs and the dilettantes with their open minds, you're out on the town, safe in the crowd, ready to go for the ride, searching the eyes, looking for clues, there's no way you can hide the fire inside. Well, you've been to the clubs and the disco, where they deal one another from the bottom of the deck of promises, where the cautious loners and emotional wrecks do an acting stretch as a way to hide the obvious. And the lights go down and they dance real close, and for one brief instant they pretend they're safe and warm. Louder and the mood is gone. The darkness scatters as the lights flash on. They hold one another just a little too long, and they move apart and then move on. On to the street, on to the next, safe in the knowledge that they try. Faking a smile, hiding the pain, never satisfied. The fire inside. And you listen to him leave like you knew you would. You hear his car pull away in the street, then you move to the door and you lock it when he's gone for good. Then you walk to the window and stare at the moon, riding high and lonesome through a starlit sky. How it all slips away. Youth and beauty are gone one day. No matter what you dream or feel or say, it ends in dust and disarray. Like wind on the plains, sand through the glass, waves rolling in with the tide. Dreams die hard and we watch them erode, but we can't.
It helps. Okay, now we're going to start doing some trivia for the special guest star episode. So the contenders are Matt and Hannah, and me and Eva wrote a bunch of trivia questions
about us.
Ourselves.
Because we're important.
Yeah. So I'll ask you guys the questions, and just whoever makes the beeper noise first or the animal noise first will get to answer.
Can we have a sample animal noise?
Yes.
Should I do it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for instrument.
So, is everyone ready? The first question is, what was the first name of Eva and Erica's radio show?
Moo. Taylor Jam and Eggs.
Whoa!
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Oh, no. That was the name of our second show. Oh,
okay.
If anyone else knows.
Oh, God.
It's a very vintage question.
Yeah, from sophomore year.
So last year.
Yeah.
Vintage.
But I'm impressed that you knew the second one.
I was thinking the jam and eggs. You made that shirt at one time, but now.
Oh, no.
Oh, we supposed to make our stickers. Okay, that's not relevant right now.
Well, thank you guys for knowing the name of our second show. That's pretty good. The name of the first show, if anyone's interested, was Trenchcoat Season.
Trenchcoats?
Trenchcoat
How'd you guys
season?
Come up with that?
I don't honestly know.
I think it just happened. I really wanted it to be Trenchcoat Season.
What is inspiration?
Well, we made it up in the fall, so we were kind of like, trench coats. Hey, it's trench coat season. Everyone's wearing them.
But like also like a suggestive vibe, so people would be like, trench coat season?
Okay, this one's not about us. It's just a fun fact. So the question is, out of the top 100 most viewed videos on YouTube, how many are music videos?
Top 100? Oh, even I don't know.
You can just take a guess.
Moo, like...
like
30?
30 is incorrect.
Got it. Can I also guess?
Yeah.
I'll go after Matt.
I'm going to say like around 70.
Okay, 70 is incorrect as well.
Okay. Oh, gosh. You could go either in the middle or...
65. Okay, I'm going to say Matt wins. He was the closest.
Damn.
Because it's 94.
It's 94?
Yeah,
it's
94 out of 100.
Wow, I was really off.
Okay. I thought it would be like SNL and stuff like
that. That's because the artists are always just like promoting themselves.
That's true.
Yeah.
They have a lot of ads.
And
yeah.
Some people listen to YouTube instead of Spotify, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, just shows how cool music is.
I just learned the other day that the most popular streaming thing for college students is like YouTube. Like that's how they find their music, which is like really weird to me.
Yeah,
I feel like everyone uses Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when we used to use Apple Music? I didn't use that really. I used Pandora.
Really?
Ooh, yeah.
I used to use that too.
I also used Pandora.
Yeah.
That's how I got into listening to Bollywood music in the first place, actually.
Okay. The next question is, what are our favorite milks?
Moo for Eva. almond milk.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Oh my goodness. Are you a skim milk? Or a 2%?
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I know. Whole milk?
I'm not whole milk either.
Soy milk?
No.
Chocolate milk?
No.
Strawberry milk?
No.
Strawberry.
Is it oat milk?
No, I'm not that alternative.
Oh, rice milk?
No. Okay.
Wait,
here's
what?
A hint.
Coconut.
Yes, coconut.
I love coconut
milk.
Oh my gosh.
I put that in all my smoothies.
Oh wait, I read that answer. I should have remembered that.
Okay, this one. So
sorry,
this question.
Erica.
That's okay. I don't really advertise my favorite milk that often.
And I do.
Yes, you do.
Okay, this next question is interesting because we didn't write a defined answer. We're just going to evaluate your answers on the air.
Oh
to
my
see
gosh.
If they're okay. Name one pet peeve for each of us.
I can probably answer this for you.
Which one do I start with? I'm kidding. actually don't know any like big pet peeves of yours. You're a pretty chill person. in general.
Yeah. Erica's also very chill. Very sweet.
Let me think. Oh, my brain's also not functioning yet at this hour.
I'm pretty sure if you guys, like, scroll through your text and, like, look for us complaining, you'll find...
Boys being dumb? Boys...
Sure, that counts, I guess.
Count?
I'm actually like scrolling through our texts right now.
Yeah, I don't think there's like a very specific moment where you complained about something very like.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're very, usually very happy.
Thank you.
Except for boys.
I guess I have really specific pet peeves.
What is enlighten?
I don't like when people leave lights on when they leave a room because I'm like, you're wasting so much energy.
That's relatable.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Would you say McDonald's is one of your pet peeves?
Yeah, I don't support the fast food industry except for Dunkin' Donuts because they have almond milk.
Is that how everyone knows about almond milk?
Why? Because of Dunkin' Donuts?
Because
of Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, this is just your pet peeve is McDonald's and the fast food industry.
Yeah, it's fast.
Okay, we can move on. Yeah, for our last question before we play another song. But we'll come back to more questions. Don't worry, everyone. But for now,
can't wait.
What are our middle names?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Actually, do not know.
Really?
Really.
Can we guess like a letter?
We can give them the letters as the hits.
Okay, I mean, they're still probably not going to be able to guess them.
Yeah, yeah. Mine is S.
Mine's K.
Samantha?
Nope.
Sarah.
I'll give you a hint. I'm Punjabi. What is...
Go through girls' last names. You'll find it.
Mine is an old-fashioned type of name.
An S. Yeah. And yours starts with what?
A K.
A K.
It's a Punjabi name. And I really don't know many Punjabi names.
Oh, I could have a hint for your name.
Okay.
There's like this very hip poet with the name of Eva's middle name. Who's like an Instagram poet.
My Rupi Kaur. Your middle name
Rupar?
Is Kaur.
Yeah.
I'll give me a clue for you.
So it's old. It's kind of old fashioned.
Old fashioned.
Like not many people our age are named this.
It starts with an S.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
There's a flower with this.
Can I give a hint?
Yeah.
Flower. It's the first name. Oh, she's pulling out her phone. Never mind.
Wait, the first.
The first name of what?
You can say your hint.
No, it's like really obvious though if you have your phone out.
That's okay. I don't think they know it.
So okay, so I got. Is it Skelia?
This was the name of one of Queen Elizabeth II's corgis.
Okay, why would they know that? It's not really obvious.
Well, she could go.
Wait, I have
Susan.
Yeah, Susan.
Really? Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did you look it up? Wait.
No, I didn't.
See, wait, you said it wasn't that common.
It's not.
I don't know anyone named Susan.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like there's people named Susan.
Well, like who are moms?
I was thinking like some like very old fashioned like British like.
Wait, who is it? Who is that name after again?
My aunt.
Your aunt. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Aunt Susie.
Hello.
She's not listening.
She okay. Could be.
So I think now we can play a song. Hannah, do you want to announce the song that you picked?
Oh, it's called Silhouettes. Like Colony House. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yay. Yeah. Yay.
Thank you. So come on. Hello, this is Madame Lassie. I'm so before we continue, we are going to read a brief PSA.
Children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO Medford.
WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Okay, we're back now with some more trivia. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, the first question is, which Friends characters are me and Eva?
Ooh.
Oh, you literally have told me this. We talked about this. You are Monica, as determined by the quiz, mm-hmm. which I still Rachel? Don't agree with.
Am I what?
Rachel?
No, I'm not Rachel.
She's like the opposite of Rachel.
No, guys, I'm so sorry. I haven't seen Friends.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. It's a little unfair if you haven't seen the show.
I know the names, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not Monica, you're the last one.
You're not a Phoebe, are you? You are.
I am Phoebe.
Okay.
Phoebe.
Matt thinks that I'm supposed to be Phoebe.
Yeah, I think you're a little Phoebe. You're like,
yeah,
Monica,
I think I'm half
and a little
half.
Phoebe. I'm Phoebe and like a little bit Joey sometimes.
Oh.
Because the Italian in you.
You just like food. And also, Joey like is very sensitive.
Just mm-hmm. so everyone knows. Eva's still looking out there for the Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's. She's I think you're right. I think someone. It's Hermes.
But he took the quiz. He got Chandler.
Oh, I could kind of
also,
see
he
that.
Hasn't seen Friends, so maybe the question's about, like, were they on a break or not? Like, maybe he, like, picked one, but, like, he should have picked the other
but
one.
But I could also see him as... He's, like, both of them.
Yeah, he's kind of both, but, like, I don't know if I can identify anyone that would be more of a Joey than him.
Mm. Yeah.
Than Hermes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I feel like, yeah, there are just some things that I'm like.
Okay, anyway, this next question is also really hard because I've literally never told anyone this. But what are our favorite flowers?
Oh my gosh. Cherry blossoms?
That's for Eva.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so mine, when I was answering this on the Google Doc, I didn't know, so I just Googled, like, flowers and picked one that I liked.
Oh, my God. Daisies?
Yeah!
What? Oh, my God, guys, wow.
Damn, you're good.
I know my flowers.
What's your favorite flower?
My favorite flower is, I don't actually know, like, orchids. I really like orchids.
Mm.
I like tulips a lot.
Aww.
But
tiptoe through the tulips.
Do you guys know that song?
Yeah. I choose, and then I would probably say cherry blossoms as well. I like those a lot.
I really want to get a cherry blossom tattoo.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Have you seen the cherry blossoms on Winthrop? There's like a
what?
Like in front of 51 Winthrop. There's a bunch of cherry blossoms.
Oh.
They're all in bloom around campus, right?
Yeah,
now.
They're like really, really pretty. Also, I don't know. There were a lot in France. And like,
at home.
Happy spring, everyone.
Anyway, our next question. We're just gonna say the answer to, which is our favorite knock knock jokes.
We're ready to laugh.
Eva, would you like to go?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
A little old lady.
A little old lady who?
A little old lady who?
Bye.
Okay, ready so for good. Mine? Knock, knock.
Who's there? There?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Matt's so done.
Do you guys have favorite knock-knock jokes?
I've never enjoyed knock-knock jokes.
I have a joke. I don't have a knock-knock joke.
Oh, tell the joke. Tell the joke.
Why do sharks swim in salt water?
I don't know why.
Because pepper water makes them sneeze.
Oh. Wait, I have a really good joke too. What do you call?
Sit over here in silence.
What do you call a a psychic? Sorry.
Wait.
What do you call a psychic midget who has escaped from the law?
Is this like a real thing?
What do you mean?
Like, is there a word for this?
Oh, it's a joke.
Oh, okay.
What?
Psychic midget who's escaped from the law.
A runaway.
Want me to just tell you?
Yeah.
A small medium at large. Because a medium is a psychic, and he's small, and he's at large.
It was the medium that I couldn't figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fancy.
Good to know.
You're so clever.
Thank you. I didn't make it up. Okay, next question. These are all really hard. What is the weirdest thing that we believed as children?
The weirdest thing.
This is a really hard question.
Is it like something that's like really like we couldn't guess it, or something that's
no,
like
it's like
you could maybe like guess
probably
Eva's.
Common. Yeah. Mine are common.
Monsters under the bed, like
no.
Should we just say it? Because I don't think they're gonna guess.
Yeah,
it.
We could say it.
Okay, do you want to say yours?
Oh, me, wait, did I write down two? Oh, okay. My first one, well, I'm not sure what I wrote down first on that, but my first one is that my mom told me that if I ate orange seeds and oranges would grow out of me, and I, like, cried because I thought I was going to, like, turn into a plant. It was really funny. And then my other one was that I thought that, like, people, like, lay eggs and they... Until I was, like, pretty old.
You thought people laid eggs? Like, how...
I don't know. Until I was, like, at least until I was 7. I don't know. I was, like, a lot older than other people.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Mine was that I thought there was no such thing as white eggs. Because my mom only bought brown ones. So I thought that the white ones were just fake and made for, like, TV and stuff.
Both have an egg-related
beliefs. Okay. This one is, what position do we sleep in?
Curled up?
On your stomach?
With a pillow?
Mine is on my stomach.
On my stomach?
It's the comfiest one.
Yeah.
Mine's not.
You're missing out.
Clearly.
Eva's is a very common.
Are you a side slicher?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, fetal. Yikes. Guys, I went too far.
Wait, this question? Oh my god, this is like...
I don't know. I thought if you asked it, it would be like something like...
like weird. wait, this question turned out to be, like, so cute. Because it's who's the last person that we hugged? And we hugged each other!
Aww. Aww. How wholesome.
Okay. Oh, these are really fun. These are very fun questions.
Okay.
Which one of us started a fire while trying to heat up frozen scalloped potatoes?
Oh, man.
It's you. It's Eva.
Okay.
What scalloped potatoes?
Like frozen scalloped potatoes, like from the grocery store.
And when did you start this? Where and when?
When did I what?
Where and when did you start this fire?
In my home. I was like 11 or something. I don't know. My friends were over. My mom was home. We're like, ooh, let's do this. Then we put oil in the pan and we put in, like, I guess because, like, the water and, like, the oil didn't like each other. I don't know.
Was it, like, did you just, like, put it out?
Yeah, with the fire extinguisher.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay, this one is, which one of us wet their pants on stage?
Is that Erica? Yeah.
She didn't even think about it.
That was all the trivia questions.
Where, I'm going to ask where and when again.
I was in fifth grade, and I hated going to the bathroom in school because it was gross. And then I had play practice after school, so I waited like 9 to 10 hours without peeing. And then,
oh my gosh,
I was like, we were all on stage like doing the song, and I asked my teacher if I could go to the bathroom, and she said no. And then we started like performing another song, and in the middle of it I had to run off the stage because it started coming out.
Amazing.
Okay, so that was very fun. Next we're going to honor Avicii by playing Wake Me Up.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself enough. Didn't know. Life's a game made for everyone.